I'm pleased to say that we've got a couple of special guests in. We've got two gentlemen in from Bright Bulb Design. And for a period of time in my life, I did think it was all about bulbs, but it's not. Morning.
Morning, Ian. Thanks for having us on.
Introduce yourself.
So I'm Matt Jeffrey, CEO of Bright Bulb Design, and I'm here with Adam Hales, one of our senior graphic designers.
He's a senior graphic designer, so yes. You've given him the morning off, basically, haven't you?
Yeah. We're not getting a lot of work done in the office today, but this is more fun.
Well, it gets the word out there as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And it is more fun. You're absolutely right. So Bright Bulb Design, tell us a bit about it. How did it come about?
Yeah, so we started about 5 years ago, and we just sort of hit our five-year birthday. And we started out doing freelance as a graphic designer. I'd previously worked in London, previously worked in Sydney for companies like Arup and Taxi Media, sort of global advertisers, and came to the island to work for a company called Charmed Stoves, AJ Wells, as their in-house marketer. And from there, we set up the company Bright Bulb, just sort of off the back of wanting to do something a bit different and more design led stuff, and I had a few clients, and it sort of just slowly built from home. And after a while, it just grew and grew and grew. The client base grew. We had clients like Tatnall Farm come on board, the Beta Packs of the world, IFPL, etc. And we just grew to a point where we're now, you know, there's eight of us strong in the office. We're doing work across the island, across London, mainland, and it's taking on people like Adam Hales recently and Shane Smith as our web sort of gurus, and they've and that sort of increased and expanded the business further, really.
How brilliant that you've been going 5 years. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, thanks. Half as much as you, but, you know.
We're 10 in January. And people said to me, you're mad starting a business now because, you know, in these uncertain times. But in your case, it's one of those things where you look at it and you think, well, this is the future. You know, if you go back 20 years, there were graphic designers, but now graphic design is huge. I mean, we all got websites and podcasts and apps and things like that.
Yeah, so, and it's all encompassing. I mean, we're doing video stuff now. We're doing animation stuff. We're doing app development as a major thing that we're pushing this year. We've created a new app called Flight Bowl, which is a game that you can play, which we created at the Isle of Wight Chamber of Commerce Expo for people to engage with, and that's really, you know, going well. It's a booming industry, and design and web design can be sort of attached to all sorts of mediums, and marketing as well, obviously. So there's so much going on within design. We've kind of become like a full service agency now, doing, you know, anything from a brochure to an app to some animation, all across the board.
So you could design Vectis Radio's new app.
Yeah, we could do, certainly. We should have a chat. Yeah, we could do.
Music to my ears.
Fully integrated and full integrations and we can pretty much. We can pretty much do anything. We've got the talent in house now to achieve anything. It was really, really good.
I mean, it's huge, and nobody knows where it's going to go. And I'm guessing every now and again there's something new that comes out, and there's a new string to your business because of.
Yeah, I mean, that's where the app thing came about. I mean, we sort of looked at that. Shane Smith came in, and he had some really sort of great expertise in Unity and Ionic and certain types of development platforms that we never really considered previously. And so that's where the Flight Bulb app came about, and from there it just sort of snowballed and sort of bringing this new expertise. And likewise with Adam, you know, he's sort of an expert in branding and layout, and you know, we can now bring more magazine type stuff on board, etc. I mean, maybe Adam wants to explain some of his background.
Yeah, I've worked with the Island Business Magazine quite a lot. I think that's pretty where a lot of what I've been doing for the last 3 years before coming to you and everything. A dentist magazine as well. So there's a lot of sort of layout design and working with other businesses, things like that, as well as sort of like the usual leaflets, posters.
Yeah, it's just general the creativity design that he brings to the team as well, with idea generation and having a bigger team. That's what's really great. We can really brainstorm stuff. We've got Vicky Eskendal's our apprentice as well, and she's really learning the ropes in terms of, and becoming a full-fledged designer as well. So we've got my wife Fiona as well, part of the business, massively sort of perfect partner really in terms of life and business, so it helps drive everything forward too.
Do you know what's lovely to hear? I mean, when you go, if you was to go back 30 odd years, having young people was probably going to be a bit of a problem because of experience and things like that. Now it's a case of we need to embrace young people because they probably know a little bit more about what's wanted and what's needed out there than the people you know of I was going to say our age, but I know you're nowhere near as old as I am.
I still consider myself young. But although we are quite a young team, and we sort of average around 35. We've got experience in spate bucket loads, really. Shane and Adam have both been doing this for 15 years. I've been doing it 16-ish years. Fee's been in a high corporate business for over 10, 11 years. So we've got a wealth of knowledge. My dad's also our sort of account manager as well, and he's been going for 50-something years. So we've got a lot of experience. Even though we're a young team, we're very dynamic. We've got a hell of a lot of experience under our belts already, which is what you need really from a design studio to who knows what they're doing, you know, to sort of push out ideas and integrate your marketing and know all the different platforms.
Have you moved to bigger premises already, or you recently moved? You have moved already.
Yeah, well, sort of. We moved in at East Quay about 4 years ago now, in kind of like a cupboard room in a way, working with Chris Scott, Chris Scott's building. And recently we've moved to much larger, because we've expanded so quickly and taken on more people within the business, we've had to move to much larger part of the building. So we've now got the main, if you drive past Wootton, you see where it says East Quay on the side, that whole building's ours really. And that's where we're situated. We've got sort of a boardroom with grass in it. We've got a nice sort of chandelier, bright bulbs.
We should point out what grass.
Yeah, grass as in fake grass. AstroTurf, yeah. We've kind of made it a really creative space, and we've had people come over from the mainland, because we often host people, clients and stuff from the mainland. And they said it's kind of like got a London design agency feel to it. You just don't expect it. I don't think there's anywhere else on the island that has that. And it's getting really good responses. And we're actually helping people from the mainland come over and do business here. And actually, most recently, someone set up a business off the back of sort of meeting us, which has been great for the island.
How brilliant is that, that you've got this these ideas? Because you think, if you're of a certain age, you get a bit stuffy and a bit set in your ways, and you won't ever do those kind of things. And it kind of, straight away, I'm thinking, I'd have kicked off my shoes and I'd have felt right at home.
I think you've got to be ahead of the curve at all times. You've always got to look at the next thing. I mean, being dynamic and thinking outside the box is what we're all about. I mean, I don't know what Adam thinks about that, but I mean, that's kind of what Bright Balls is about. Ask Adam what his experience of us has been so far, maybe.
Before you answer that, Adam, this is all live and it's all being recorded. if you go in and ask for a pay rise in a minute, he might remind you of what you just said.
Yeah, it's definitely been fun. There's not been like a dull day. I think we entered a pedalo championship.
That was second in the world.
Turns out we're actually really good at pedalos. Never been on one before. I think when we hosted the opening event for the new office and that, I had to accompany my dad to sort of go collect one of those pretend cows from Tapnell Farm. That was quite an experience. Just putting, you know, going up to Tapnell, picking up a cow, putting it in the back of a van. I don't know if he knew what to make of the text when I sort of sent it to him. I was like, can you just help me pick up a cow over the weekend? He's like,
trying to do something a bit different, be creative. There's so many things you can do just to draw impact, when we do stands at the expo, we bought a giant iTab thing recently, which we've partnered up with them on, which is like a massive phone, you know, and people are just flicking through it, and that's where we ran our flight bulb at most recently. People love it. It's being innovative and thinking of different ideas all the time, and we just do that all the time. It's kind of like I get up in the middle of the night and I've got a little black book next to my bed, and I just start writing. Oh, I've got this idea, I've got this idea. And Fee's like, go to sleep.
You too. That is a nightmare, isn't it? Because my wife said to me, she said, I'm going to throw that away. I'm going to do it on my phone instead. So halfway through the night, I'll hear her go, Sprouts on my must add Sprouts to the shopping list. And I think if I started doing things like that, the ideas like apps and things like that, you think, wake you up.
Yeah.
My wife wouldn't be worth it. Does your wife wake up? Do you wake her up?
No, she generally just sort of punches me or something and goes, go to sleep. I just can't help it. I always have all these ideas flowing.
I mean, could you give... You're a young man, obviously. Well, and you've got, like, a career that I just look at and I think, what a wonderful thing now. There's so many things ahead of you, so many different exciting avenues that you're going to go down that you haven't even thought of yet. Is there any advice you can give some youngster today that is... listening and thinking, right, I've got to, which exams, what should I do, what should I learn at school?
Well, when I was at school, I don't think graphic design was really quite a thing. It was more when I went to college. I didn't even know what I wanted to do until I went to college. But once I sort of left with that qualification, it was more of just sort of, oh, where do I go now? And you send CVs out to all the agencies and everything, but the best way to go about it is probably just sort of freelancing, doing, just constantly having a portfolio. And with things like Facebook and things like that, you can just promote it quite easily. It's just building that sort of reputation, really. You know, and I think that's all we can really do, isn't it?
And as an employer, we get we get CVs all the time from the guys who just come out of college, just come out of university. And the things I would say is get an online portfolio. That's really good to be able to send a link through to see all the stuff you do. Make sure your CV's designed. I mean, you're going for a design role, and we've had this a number of times where we get a CV in Word, no design or anything, but make it designed, make it visual, make it impact us. So when we pick up that CV, go, oh, okay, they've put effort into this. We can see where they're coming from straight away. And that's really important. A lot of people don't seem to do that. And so just, from the outset, from every single point of contact with that design agency, make sure that they know that you're designing everything. That's key.
Yeah, you've got to stand out, really.
On your toes, Adam.
Yeah.
He's just giving a message to
everyone who needs a job.
Yeah. next September, they're going to be going for your job. Yeah. I'm inspired by you two guys. I just think it's absolutely brilliant. Is there a lot of work that you do for local peeps? Is there is it mostly UK-based around the world?
UK-based. We work with a lot of... businesses in London that actually also work across the globe. We also work with businesses on the island that work across the globe, like Charm and Stowe's deliver across the whole globe, to Japan, to America. You've got IFPL work in America as well. They're all local businesses, but they're fantastic businesses. White Fibre, again, doing fantastic things on the island for the infrastructure. PC Consultants and, I could reel them off, Hill Bands, Pest Control, all local businesses, all great people. And that's what it's about building those relationships with great people for us is the key thing. I mean, we always say it's much easier to do business with nice people, and we're nice to do business with, and it's just much nicer. And we almost become an extension of their family, really. So they can have design on tap, and I know Jonathan Thornton can give me a call anytime, and I can turn stuff around for him really quickly, and he's really, really chuffed with it. So it's sort of building those relationships.
Who needs politicians mucking all that lot up?
I know.
What you've just described there is how it should be.
Yeah.
People getting on, working with each other, and so on and so forth. Well, the kids have gone back to school, haven't they?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I don't mean the kids on the island have gone back to the schools. I mean, they've gone back to Parliament stay there. Lock the doors, keep them in there. We're all right without you, as you're proving. I mean, I think it's fantastic. I really, and you're five years old. Yeah. The only bone to pick with you I've got is we weren't invited to the special event.
Oh, sorry. We're kind of oversubscribed anyhow, and because the space is a big space, but, we've got a veranda there as well, but it's you kind of get to capacity where you think, I don't know if we can take any more people. So maybe next time we'll do another event at some point.
Hope
and we'll get you on the list.
Will you come back in and talk about
he's always happy to come back in and have a chat. It's great fun.
Okay, because I think it's brilliant. It's lovely to see businesses doing well, but it's even better when they're local people.
Definitely.
And this is going to grow. I mean, the world is your oyster, really, isn't it?
Oh yeah, we're growing massively already, and our turnover has doubled year on year since we started. That's continuing. We're taking on
more
people.
Don't give too much away. The tax man might be listening.
But we're growing, and we're growing into all different areas and regions, into different industries. So no, it's fantastic.
Okay, one final question then. So how do you work on the future? Because you've got all this stuff, and you think, right, what's the next thing? What are you working on?
So one of the things is, I suppose, again with the app stuff, is getting the island more digital. So I'm trying to push that into some smaller businesses and showcase what actually that can do for people. The councils and people need to get on board and talk about the digital island being the thing they're pushing, and that's what we really want them to get on board with. There's loads of really great people on the island who know all about digital, so getting the whole island on board to push that through integration stuff, that's really clever, through great apps, great web content and stuff. There's all sorts of things you can do to push things forward.
Excellent. Could you give us your details on the if we want to go and have a look at your website?
So it's brightbulbdesign.co.uk. If you want to call us, it's 01983 506 505. And you can always speak to me or Fee or Adam or Shane or Vicky or Dale or Alan, whoever you want.
I bet you left someone out.
Yeah, that's probably I'm going to get told off now. Yeah.
Hey, look, I've kept him talking long enough. I mean, you've got to go back to work now.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Got plenty of projects to work on. Yeah.
Brilliant. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks
and hopefully we'll see you soon. And good luck.